Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Well, a couple of the most important lessons is I've learned that family is very important, and that you want to live your life so you have no regrets that you cannot remedy. Because sometimes in life you cannot go back and fix your things that you have done, and that is a very heavy burden.
Tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel the first time you like saw me? First time you held me?
The first time I saw you, I was waiting for them to bring you out of the operating room, and the nurse told me you would be the next baby coming down the hall. So I was right there, and the next baby was the homeliest baby I had ever seen. It looked like a little witch, and I could not believe it. But then I found out that you were not the next baby, but the next one after that, thank goodness.
How did you feel when you first held me?
Very happy.
Tell me about what your childhood was like and some like experiences you had when you were growing up.
Oh, my childhood was a lot of fun. I grew up on an island outside of Seattle, Washington, and it was mostly berry farms and fishermen. And my sister and I and friends ran through these woods and played Indians and pegged ferns at each other. My dad owned a bakery, so we got flour sacks and beaded them. We thought were beautiful designs, and I wish I had one of those now.
Yeah.
A beaded flour sack?
Yeah.
How was the island life growing up on an island?
What was
on the island? It was wonderful. We lived on the island, and at night I could hear the bells. And we lived on a small hill, and we could go down it to the beach. And it was quite a wild beach, and you would walk, and your legs would get all wet from the clams. And we would build, because there was, what do they call those clams that have the little houses on?
Mussels?
No, it's a clam, and they
squirt stuff.
Well, anyway, it was a wild beach with all kinds of sea life. And we would build little houses or teepees out of driftwood. And jellyfish, we would catch jellyfish in boxes and cans that we would find around. And it was a lot of fun. They had my girlfriend, I mean, we were, you know, maybe in grade school, but she lived in a farm up a hill from me, and they had a cow named Bossy. And I could go to my friend's house much, much faster if I cut through the field. But if Bossy saw me, she would chase me. And I would be sneaking around over the hill looking for Bossy. And then if she saw me, I'd have to slide very fast under an electric fence.
Oh, so I remember you told me a little bit about your dad and how he loved to fish. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Yeah, my father loved to fish, even though he grew up in Texas where there weren't any. But he loved to fish, and much to my sister's and ours, dismay, he kept the motor for his boat right outside of our bedroom window in a big barrel full of water. And he would get out there very early and start the motor for his boat and wake us all up. But he caught many, many salmon, and we had, our whole neighborhood was tired of salmon.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful that I'm not a Rohingya sitting in the mud. And I'm grateful that all my grandchildren are doing very well. And if I fell off the twig tomorrow, I know that they would be, that my grandchildren are gonna be fine. So I feel really good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That was great. Nope.